listening to Inner City Geeks Turntable with Steve and Charlie.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Inner City Geeks Turntable. This is Steve here. And this is episode 14, right? Am I right? 14?
We still haven't figured this out.
Yeah, I know. It's episode 14. And
why not? Just go with it.
Yeah, just go with it. Why not? I think it is because good. I think last one was 13. Because the last
which we still didn't confirm.
The last time we actually recorded something was actually episode 12 or some shit like that. But
but that was like many moons ago.
Right, exactly. Many years ago. Like we've said on the last episode or whatever. It was a long time ago. But yes, this is gonna be episode 14. And joining me today, as you can already heard, we got Charlie.
Hey people, what's up?
Yo. So on this show, what we do here, we talk about music and stuff that we enjoy. And
good tunages. This week,
yes, exactly. Good for your good oral pleasures.
There you go.
It's great. So, Charlie has actually chosen this week's topic of discussion here today.
Yes.
So, what you got, dude?
So we talked. What, about 2 weeks ago about restarting this and doing a third season.
Yep.
And I already knew the band that I wanted to talk about. Picking a song.
Yeah.
Picking a song from this band. And not just this band, this album. Was extremely difficult. And I didn't come up with a decision until about a couple of hours ago.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because I asked you earlier this
day, today, Steve, like,
I was like, yeah, like, what's the band?
You got something? And I didn't want to leave you hanging. It's like I knew the band. I just couldn't pick a song. And this is another band, as we discussed last episode, that you introduced me to. And once you introduced me to this band, I loved it. And I had to ingest every single album of theirs.
Yep.
The band I'm talking about is Bad Omens. Yep. Okay. And the album is titled The Death of Peace of Mind, which came out earlier this year. Yep. And the song I'm going to be talking about today is Like a Villain.
Yep. It's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's a bit softer, but it's a good song.
It's a bit. So here's the thing with this song and this band. I fell in love with the band. The first single you sent me was Artificial Suicide, which we talked about before we recorded, is the theme song for the Slamcast.
Yeah, for the Suplex City Geeks.
Suplex City Geeks. Sorry, Slamcast, yes, Suplex, yes. Whatever.
The other show.
Wrestling. The other show. Okay. And that is a harder song.
Yeah.
One of the hardest songs on the album. And I fell in love with it just as is. This song by this band is a little bit slower, but it has a lot of different components. It's slow. It drops into a hard beat with hard vocals, with some screaming involved, but then it's melodic at the same token. Like the verses are melodic, then when it hits the chorus gets a little hard. So real quick, just quick information on the band. This is a four-piece band, an American band from Richmond, Virginia. Started off on 2015, and I hope I'm pronouncing the record label correctly, Sumerian Records.
Yep, Sumerian Records.
Sumerian Records. I'm going to be talking a lot about the vocalist today, and the vocalist is Noah Sebastian. The band has three other albums out, three albums in total out. Bad Omens was their first release in 2016.
Their self-titled.
Finding God, self-titled, yeah. Finding God Before God Finds Me, 2019. And then this one, Death of Peace of Mind, came out, I think it was in April of this year.
That sounds about right, yep.
Right? So, what drew me mostly into this song was first the voice.
Yeah.
I was under the impression, just again, you sent this to me, and I didn't even look up the band. I don't know what they look like. I don't know which members are in the band. And I'm listening to some of the tracks, and it feels like there was a female singer.
That's what I thought too at first. Yep.
Okay. Only to come to realize that this lead singer, Noah, can master four different voice styles, four different voice ranges. One, I think that's freaking incredible.
Absolutely.
And not the only, it's hard to do one voice range and have perfect control. Steve has, me and Steve have talked before where we listen to like very heavy screaming type of metal music where the guy can sing or the vocalist can sing, but then when he screams, I'm out.
It just like, doesn't sound right, yeah.
No. For this guy to have perfect control over four different voice ranges, and he plays all, he plays in this particular song like a villain. There are a lot of vocal stylings in here, but he does it well.
Yeah, he really does.
And it's not only that, it's the lyrics. Some of these lyrics in the, on this album talk about depression, mental health, addiction, and some of the things that I personally can relate to. As you know, I struggle with mental issues and mental health a lot. You know, and this song kind of like spoke to me a little bit. The opening lyrics, the opening verse is look into my face and look again. We're not the same, we're different. To tell your tales and fables, you couldn't wait. For me, I interpreted that. And again, the one thing that's amazing about music, I can interpret it the same song one way and Steve can hear the song and take that verse, those three lines, and get a different meaning. Which is a wonderful thing about music.
Absolutely.
I grew up in a very religious household. We talked about this many times before in different shows and different episodes. To tell your tales and fables things you couldn't wait kind of felt like my dad pushing the religious stuff on me. Like he couldn't wait to get me into the church. He couldn't wait to get me into Bible studies. He couldn't wait to tell me all these things, you know? And that's what it felt to me. I felt like a connection.
Yeah.
But then, you know, growing up, I kind of felt like things got changed. And things, you know, I grew up a little bit and my mind expanded. And I started to pick apart the Bible and pick apart the religion. I'm not saying religion is a bad thing. Religion works for you. Great.
More power to you. Exactly.
More power to you. It's just not my thing, you know. And everybody's different, you know. And that's, again, wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Look into my face and look again. We're not the same, we're different. To tell your tales and fables, you couldn't wait. You need a new clean slate without the dents. A place to put your pain, your constant credence. When you look in the mirror, are you even there? It's kind of like for me how it kind of felt like my dad was projecting because, again, he grew up in a religious environment, left the religion, then so desperately tried to fall back in line. And we had a fallback in line. And if we weren't doing something correctly, you know, we would get scolded or punished.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt like, you know, there's a lot of projection there. And a lot of us trying to, a lot of my father and my mother trying to make us look like these perfect little biblical religious angels when we really weren't. You know, my dad had a different persona outside of the church growing up. My dad used to smoke, used to drink. He stopped that, obviously. But he was also a kind of, how do I put it? Somewhat more verbally abusive, somewhat physically, but more verbally than physically abusive.
Which tends to happen. That tends to happen a lot.
Well, yeah.
With somewhat religious people.
It was like, I kind of took it as, you know, again, when you look into the mirror, are you even there? Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Are you this religious person or are you somebody else?
Right.
You know, and then growing up, I will look in the mirror. And even lately, within the past, again, this is before my new career, I couldn't recognize the person I liked. I was in the mirror. I didn't like who I saw in the mirror. So I, you know, obviously had worked really, really hard and struggled with changing it. You know, and that's what the first verse meant to me.
That's fair.
But then again, talking of going back to this lead singer, that it starts off really, really slow. Like yeah, we talked about Artificial Suicide being a very heavy song, and which is another standout track on the album, by the way.
That one is my favorite track on the album.
Yeah. Again, that was the one you introduced me to.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kicks into this chorus. Okay. And it gets harder, and the beat drops, and the guitar hits, and the drum hits, and now he's like yelling a couple of things at you, you know? You know, so write a brand new page and write again. I know your act is staged, yet you pretend. All while you're turning the tables with missing legs. I think you overstayed your welcome, so go the fuck away. Don't come again. I'll see your face in the fire and burn it out.
Okay. That shit is great.
Deep, fucking powerful lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Take it any way you want. Me, I interpret this again, thinking about my upbringing, the religious upbringing. I know you act the stage. You're okay. You just pretend.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretending to be this person. You're really not. And how many of us go through life? Not just ourselves, but know somebody else that influenced us, that they're fake.
Yeah.
How many of us have lived fake lives? Fake identities?
Plenty have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it took a hold of me, this song. And I was fighting through tracks. I don't even know which one to pick.
Mm-hmm.
This is an album. This is, I think it's going to be one of the top albums of the year.
Oh, for sure. It's a great album.
It's a great album. I think there's 15 tracks on the album. Correct mm-hmm. me if I'm wrong.
Sounds about right, yep.
It's about an hour and change long, which nowadays is pretty much unheard of.
It is pretty long, yes.
Okay, but those were the
albums. It's actually 53 minutes long.
53 minutes long?
It's 15 tracks, 53 minutes long.
Oh, okay, I was closer an hour, okay?
Close enough.
Nowadays, you get an album where it's 30 minutes long, sometimes 40 is even pushing it. And you get 15 tracks
mm-hmm.
of really good music.
Yeah.
Again, there were tracks people skip.
Yeah.
There were tracks that, you know, people don't identify with. I had a long time picking a single to talk about. I was going to, another favorite song of mine. And yes, it's a little bit slow, a little bit melodic. Just Pretend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. I was debating between these two songs today.
That's fair.
Okay. Just Pretend has the lyrics. This guy writes amazing, amazing lyrics. Okay. I'm not afraid of the war you've come to rage against my sins. I'm not okay, but the best I can try is to just pretend. So will you wait me out or will you drown me out? I can wait for you at the bottom. I can stay away if you want me to. I can wait 3 years if I gotta. Heaven knows I ain't getting over you. There's a lot of things between like heartbreak, guy did something wrong with a relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think of, you know, those bad relationships I was in, those relationships where we know it's not good, but we're trying to
make it work. But you're still there trying to make it work, yep.
You know, I had that relationship before. I'm sure you've had that relationship before.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I can wait for you at the bottom. I can stay away if you want me to. But heaven knows I'm not getting over you. There's just no way. There's no how. You know, there's maybe dealing with a person that's going through dealing. I was in a relationship where a person was going through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had her baggage. Something really bad happened to her. You know, and it affected our relationship in a way where she wasn't ready to move on and, you know, take that next step with me.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
It happens a lot. And then there's this lyrics that hit home. Mm-hmm. I know the pain that you hide behind the smile on your face, and not a day goes by where I don't think I feel the same.
Yeah.
So I see that, I see you, you're smiling, but there's this pain behind your smile. But yet, I kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do two songs into one. It's just really
It's totally understandable because it's
there are so many great songs on this album. I think this album produced 7 singles.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how amazing this album is. The singles, Death of Peace of Mind, What Do You Want From Me, All Official Suicide, which we mentioned many times, Like a Villain, The Gray, Nowhere to Go, and Just Pretend.
Mm-hmm. And All Official Suicide.
This is, yeah, and All Official Suicide again. So I got to ask the question that has to be asked, and I asked you this the last episode because, again, I think this is going to happen a lot this season. Where did you hear of this band? And how did you think, like, oh, you know, something, Charlie will dig this.
Yeah. Again, I heard it on Sirius.
It's Sirius. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what
Sirius
is,
sponsor us.
No. Yo, for real. For real. Sirius is actually like, especially like, I listen to a lot of music on Octane.
Okay.
And every week they put out new songs. And they're like, okay. So how, and like, because you know, every week artists always put out new music. So yeah. one of the songs that stood out to me, because they always do premieres, like on, they'll do a, like a Thursday premiere, because usually they premiere songs on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So they'll do like a Thursday exclusive premiere just before it reaches out to like the internet and stuff like that. So they'll release it. They'll be like, okay, yeah, this is the new song from this band or whatever. Check it out. It's one of our favorites or whatever as of late, and this song came on, and Artificial Suicide came on, and I was like,
yeah,
this is fucking dope, because it's one of those songs that, well, compared to this one, it's a heavier song. Like I said, I enjoy the heavy stuff. I also enjoy the softer stuff on this album too, but what drew me to this one is that it has the heavy elements, and then from the heavy elements it goes down to like not necessarily like a mumble, but like a whisper, like he's whispering throughout the song, and then it goes back up, and then it comes back down, and it has a little mix of like the electronics type stuff, similar to what is it, my mind is not working right now,
don't worry about it.
Shit, I forgot, but similar to some of the stuff that came out in the late 90s, early 80s. Okay. Well, yeah, like the late 90s, I guess you could say. And it's shit that reminded me of, like, oh, yeah, I used to like that back in the day. And listening to it now, I'm like, holy shit. Just going through the back and forth and seeing the lyrics, seeing the sound. I've said it plenty of times, like, I enjoy the mixture of sounds, whether it's new stuff, old stuff. Or just lyrically, it's all good. It's all really fun.
It's not just the sound. There are different instruments, lot of different instruments. It goes from the basic guitars, bass, drums, the vocalist. With then it's some songs that goes into violin or cello. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fantastic. And then again, I thought there was a female vocalist to this band, or they featured a female vocalist in some of the songs. It's all him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he sounds feminine or not, but he has that inflection in one of those things.
That's the thing. Like a lot of the singers nowadays, they have that. They have the ability to go back and forth and switch things up, so that way they're not just putting out the same song every single time.
Yeah, and he's been compared to the vocalist of Bring Me the Horizon a little bit, because he does the same thing too. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But if for those fans to Bring Me the Horizon, you know what I'm talking about when I say that he has the different type of inflection in his verse that he does it very well.
Mm-hmm. And Bring Me the Horizon, I have a love hate relationship with Bring Me the Horizon, because a lot of this stuff is super super like mainstream. And it's not that it's bad. It's just something that's just like, okay. Can I listen to it? Yeah, I'll listen to it if it's on the radio, or like if, you know,
you're it just not happens to it show out up. Your playlist.
But I'm definitely not seeking it out. Because some of the things that I've heard on the radio are like fucking dope. Yeah. Like I'll hear it whether it's on Octane or it's on a liquid metal. Two metal stations that I listen to quite. Those are my two like presets. Like
presets one and two.
Yeah, exactly. And then I have the pop stations for the kids and shit.
Yeah.
That's like number six and shit. But yeah, yeah, Bring Me the Horizon, like I said, I have a love-hate relationship with them. Like they have really good stuff. But the fact that like they are essentially you could pretty much say like they are like a pop metal band.
Well, and then they have a little bit of industrial sounds for I Don't Want the Money.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a lot of industrial elements in that track. I mean, this is just an overall.
Ministry is the band that I was thinking about.
Ministry. Okay. Yes.
Like that one song has a very Ministry type sound. I don't know why it took me so fucking long to think about that shit. Ministry is great.
Yeah. For those and another song I don't think I've mentioned here. Bad Decisions.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's another great track. And then the opening track, Concrete Jungle.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to that just before I got on here. I was like,
oh, really?
This is great. Yeah.
That's another great track. It's an opening track, but then you kind of expect the album to sound one way, and then it throws you for a loop a little bit because it sounds completely different.
Yep. But that could just be that there.
Fucking good.
Yeah, it's really good. Well, but it could just be also because nowadays bands aren't really focusing on doing like just full albums. What they focus on is putting out singles. So every single has to be just slightly different than the other.
And I know we put out like when we talk about the song, when we do an episode, we put the song at the end. I really wish you could just throw the entire fucking album out there at the end.
That would be cool. But the fact that like they'll come after us and be like, yo, like
you're
giving out our shit for free. Yeah, of course.
It's all Stevie's fault.
Yeah.
Do yourself the favor, listen to this album, listen to the song, sit down with it. I've heard this, I don't know, like hundreds of times already, this album, and I still keep going back to it. Yep. It's one of those albums that I think is going to stay with me.
Oh, for sure.
There are certain albums that you just go to, or certain songs that you just go to, no matter how long it's been.
Yep.
You know, I still listen to music from, like, I hate to say this, I'm dating myself 30 years ago.
You're not the only one that's dating yourself, Wayne.
You know,
if you go back to one of our older episodes, we did songs from like the 80s and shit because it's shit that we liked and we enjoyed back then.
Yeah. I was speaking, and I still listen to bands from like in high school that are putting out new stuff.
Yeah.
Like Collective Soul came out with a new album. When's the last time you listened to Collective Soul? Come on.
Honestly, that I actually looked it up whenever you told me. I was like, okay.
There you go. Yeah, they came out with a new album, and I'm listening to that. And but you know, I think I mentioned one of their songs in the first season, "The World I Know." That's just a song that it's going to stick with you.
Yeah, it really does.
And this album is going to be the same way for me. It's not a bad track on this album.
No, it's not. It's not. There isn't a bad track.
Whether it be hard, soft, industrial, melodic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's really good shit. It's definitely stuff to seek out and go check it out because it's good.
And I had a hard time picking just one song to go focus on. It was difficult. I knew I had to talk about this band. This is the first one I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Without a doubt in my mind, it was this one.
Hell yeah, dude. That's a really good choice, dude. I appreciate it. Hell yeah.
And it was just it was either this song or Like a Villain that I was gonna pick.
That's fair.
Maybe we'll do another episode season 4 of Like a Villain. I mean
maybe. That's fair. That's fair. I ain't mad at it.
Nope. And it's gonna be really, really good.
Hell yeah, dude. It's gonna be awesome. This album is definitely worth seeking out. So if you have not heard it, definitely check it out. Of course, we're gonna have the song at the end of this episode, but definitely go out and procure it somehow. Find it on Spotify. You can find it on YouTube. YouTube, what bands have been doing nowadays, they've put out their whole album on YouTube too. Because regardless, they're getting money from YouTube. If you know, they get the more views that they get on an album. So definitely check it out. It's definitely worth it. The video is pretty dope too. So check out the video too for that.
There's a lot of symbols, there's a lot of images in some of the videos. So
absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of symbolism throughout the entire album, which is something that I enjoy, because I like seeing that they have a meaning behind everything. They have, you know, you could say it's a theme, but not really. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's good. Listen to it. Check it out.
Absolutely. Check it out. Go give it a listen. Go give Bad Omens. And what's the name of the album again?
Death of Peace of Mind?
Yes, Death of Peace of Mind. The Death of Peace of Mind came out earlier this year.
Death of Peace of Mind. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if you just look up Death of Peace of Mind, you'll find it too.
It'll pop up.
Either that or it'll be another band that has the same name of the band, just without the.
They actually have, it's actually one of their singles, Death of Peace of Mind.
Yep. Yes.
Check it out.
Yeah, go check it out, dude.
You won't regret it, trust me.
Yeah, absolutely you won't. Also, check out the album before this one, which is Finding God Before God Finds Me. It's another great album, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, thank you guys for listening to the show. Make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net, where we got a whole bunch of shit sometimes, of course. We got this show, which is, of course, on its second episode of the third season. Check this show out. Also, check out the previous episode before this one, which was me talking about Unto Others, which is another great fucking band. So yes, check them out too. Then we also have the Inner City Geeks podcast, where we talk about geeky shit, because that's what we do. We geek out about tons of shit over there, so go check that out. Then we also have Suplex City Geeks, where, of course, there we go again, with the word the geeks, the way we talk about wrestling. So check that out over there as well. Then we also got, you know, we got the toy stuff with Brian at Brian's Radio Presents. It's popping. First Watch, the ICW PW Slamcast, so just the old wrestling show. So much fucking shit over there. You should check all that shit out. Good Games is another show that we had on the show, on the thing. It's been on hiatus for like forever. But there's that over there. Then there's links to some pretty cool fucking places like Amazon, where you get some pretty cool shit over there. SoSet Clothing, Fight TV, so many other cool places to check out over there on the site. And then you can listen to this show. Obviously, you're listening to us now, but you can also listen to the show on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts. But the place that you can find awesome music and, of course, this show is motherfucking Spotify. Check us out over there. Just look up Inner City Geeks and you'll find a bazillion fucking episodes of us over there, of us talking for hours and hours and hours. So yeah, check that out over there. Then you could find us on the socials at on Facey Space. So faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks, Instagram Inner City Geeks, Twitter Inner City Geeks. And where can we find you, senor?
You can find me on the Twitters, RUPERTO2106.
Yes. And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that about wraps it the fuck up. So thank you guys for listening. Like I said earlier, like, I appreciate you guys. You guys make it fun to actually put shit out. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you think of the song. Let us know what you think about, you know, whatever. We appreciate the feedback all the times. So thank you for listening, and keep your ears open, because there's a lot of good shit out there.
Definitely.
Later, y'all.
Later, y'all. Bye.